One of the great jobs about being mayor, I guess, is you get to make presentations and things like that, and you had one of those. The circumstances behind the Memorial Scholarship aren't all that good, but it's still a delight to be able to present that to junior basketballers, and you did so last night.
Yeah, I went to the junior basketball dinner, and the basketball people do a great job. A lot of parents and coaches and helpers was there last night, and yearly we give her in the $750 bonus to some young person that's going to go to or scholarship that's going to go and further their basketball. And this year there was a young guy, Jet Gray, won this bursary this year, and he's going to go on and to better things with basketball. He's already doing a great job. I know that he's already been in a couple of state sides, and he's been over on the mainland representing our state and representing Circle Head as well. And there was about four or five kids this year that have actually been in various state sides, which is a fantastic thing. And I know that the under 16 boys are in the the Northwest Grand Final at Devonport on 9 o'clock on Saturday morning. So yeah, from our area, which we don't have as many people as along the coast in some of the bigger towns and cities, but we do punch above our weight and we do a great job, and I'm very proud of the kids and the young people that play this sport. And well done to Jet and for his award last night.
Yep, I think he might be Dave's son, Dave Graves, who coached at Smithton for quite a while. The finals you're talking about on Saturday would be the NWBU Junior Intertown Finals, so that's going to be a massive day as well. And for people that don't know, that are new to the area, we just got the memorial came from a serious road crash a number of years ago now, in which five basketballers from Circular Head were killed. It's a terrible tragedy, very tragic incident, Darryl, but their memories live on through this award.
Yeah, they do, and I know that it's a shocking way to have to give bursaries out, but I know that the girls that were killed, unfortunately, but they ought to feel proud of what's gone on with the basketball since that. And yeah, I knew most of these girls very well myself, and it's a tragic, tragic thing when that had happened, and it took the community some time to get over it.
Yep, and their families probably never will. Now, something on a slightly brighter note, last week was Science Week, and one of the big features of that on the Northwest Coast has been the science gig. And when you told me off air the science gig, I was saying, what gig? And you said, no, that's what it's called. It's the science gig. You had that last week as well.
Yes, that was last night as well.
Yep.
I went from one to the other, actually, last night. And so, yeah, this is a great event that's happened for a number of years now, and the schools get really behind it, and a lot of the science teachers actually support the kids as well in making various things. And last night I was there, and I was blown away by some of the apps and things that they have invented and worked on. And there were some great things there that, you know, with Legos and with what they do with that now, I couldn't keep up with
it. It's a different world to when we went to school, that's for sure.
Yeah, fortunately or unfortunately, but no, they do some great work, and I just take my hat off to those kids that for thinking of things that they do. And I know there's a young guy from Smithton High School that actually won another state award with what he was able to do and beat some of the university students. So that was a great achievement as well. And this young guy goes to the Smithton High School in grade 10, I think he is. And there's a lot of good and upcoming young scientists, and I'm sure that our community is going to be in great hands when I'm finished with my mayor's role, and there's going to be a lot of good leaders in our community, which we need, obviously, our community to go ahead. And that's what we do, a lot of the things we do for, to see these young people progress in their, whether it's science or whatever they're involved in, they are doing this. And so well done to the young scientists of our district that put on a good show last night.
Yeah, whether it be education or sport, as you quite rightly point out, they are the leaders of the future. So well done to those. Now, last week you had a forum, I guess as you'd call it, with the Waratah Wynyard Council and the Burnie City Council and the Tasmanian Liberal Senate team. As we know, since the election in the lower house, the Liberals lost their three seats, so we've got no Liberal representation in the lower house. So that means effectively no government representation, because the Liberals are in power at the moment. So the Tasmanian Liberal Senate Senate team has really got to step up, aren't they? Because they are our voice in Canberra now.
Yes, they
in government,
are.
I should say, yeah.
Yeah, in federal government. But yeah, they are, and they recognised that, and I was pleased that they did. And so it was good that the three councils were able to work together, and we all was concerned about the promises that was made, and ours was obviously the pool and down at East Esplanade and some money for the Bass Highway. And so we needed to know who to contact, and they were really pleased to come and visit three or four councils all together, which made their job a bit easier. But we do a lot of things together with the other two councils anyhow, so I think that it was a good time. And they, while talking about their future plans, and we found that out, and so we've got contacts now. We also talked about the wish list that we didn't get, and so while there's no money for that in this present government, we're going to have regular meetings, regular as in probably around two or three per year, and they promised to come and meet us as a collective group as well, and some of those might even be with the rest of the Cradle of Coast mayors as well.
Yeah, but you can't really ask more than that, can you?
No, you can't, and they stressed on us a number of times that they are senators for all Tasmania, so I was really pleased about that. While they're going to have one senator primarily for Braddon, they're going to they are all senators for all the states, and so we were really pleased that we had the time with them, and it was just a friendly chat. And while we all would like more money, that's more about just having a good conversation with them and keeping every option open for us in the future.
Just
and
establishing those
Labor as well.
Yeah, just establishing those lines of communication that you may need, as you say, in the future. Daryl, thanks for your time as always today. I know you had an appointment at 4:30, so we've made you just a little bit late for that, but I do appreciate your time, and we'll talk to you again in a fortnight.
Thank you very much.